What about you?
Okay, the
Whatever.
end of Shatness. Simon Kuf Ayin Vav Sifches. Mikhsa. So if you have a wagon that has a cover, again, we're talking about the halachas of Shatness and what has Shatness issues and what doesn't. All right? So Kusht Kalis is what he calls it. Covered wagons. Shasarim Holchim Behem, and then the officers go in them. And inside the interior has wool, shehem klayim, which is klayim, ki mistama nisperu b'chutei pishton. Mistama, they were sewn with linen, right? So mamelo, you have a klayim issue in there. So a shatnez issue. So mutter l'leches b'hem, it's mutter to go in them. You can still use the wagon, even though the shot is in there. But since the walls have this wool in it, you have to make sure you don't lean against the walls. All right. Even though it's a question of if that's called being benefiting from shatness. It's a kosher again, you should not be sitting on the pillows, Shane Klein, which are Klein. Those that are matter to even to sit on the pillows, since the pillows are made that no strings can go around the person, right? We said that really there's no issue with, basically there's no issue if you just sit on it or stand on it or lay on it, but the problem is that strings might wrap themselves around you. And that's so, but we're not so concerned with these types of pillows. Why? I don't know exactly. Fine. Simon Kufayin Zayin Hilchos Bechor Behema Tahira. Also, not so pertinent to us. Ubay test Tesvav Sifim. So Yisrael Sheyodele Behema Tahira. Let's say Yisrael has a Behema Tahira, a kosher animal, Shaloi, and it's a Bechor. So it's a big problem nowadays. But mitzvah, we'll see. Mitzvah like Disha Vilema Hareza Kodesh. It's a mitzvah to make it Kodesh. Just like you have a pidyon haben by, the oldest boy is Kodesh. So this is also. Shenemar takdash Hashem alekecha. Vimla hikdishu. And if you don't make it Kodesh, it's going to be considered Kodesh by itself. And nois nois the kohen, and he gives it to the kohen, bein shu tam, whether it's complete, bein shenafa by mum, or whether it has a mum, vafilu nailad b'mum, even if it's born with its mum. But he shouldn't give it to the kohen when it's very small. Because then that doesn't show chashivas to the kohen. Meaning, giving a little baby animal to a kohen that the kohen has to deal with is not considered chashivas. So you wait for it to get a little older. The bailam should be busy with it until it grows older. But daka, which is goats, sheep, lambs, and by cows, it would be 50 days. And if he doesn't have a kohen to give it to, then he has to be busy with this until he finds a kohen. Bays. But let's say within those days, the kohen says, give it to me, and I will be busy with it. Right? I mean, instead of Kain's basically saying he's Michael, and he'll deal with the animal. If there's no mum, then he can't give it to him. Because then it's as if the Kain's doing something good for the Yisrael, tachto, because he's going to be metapel with him. I mean, it looks like the Kain is scratching the Yisrael's back by saying, you know what? You give me, because the Yisrael can give it to any kohen he wants. So it looks like the kohen is saying, give it to me and I'll watch the animal. It's just sort of like he's bartering. Is that also the Havikugazalachem? That's also because it's like he's stealing from other kohanim, because maybe other kohanim will get it. But if during that time when the animal's growing up, there's a mum, give it to me that I should eat it. Mutter sharei yochel shecht meyad. Then it's mutter because he could shecht it. He's going to shecht it right away. So that doesn't look like the kohen's working for the Yisrael. Gimel, im kohen eine rote le kabel mit nei ki bizman az yesh ba tereach godel le gadle achi ba mom. Let's say the kohen is not interested in taking your animal because the kohen can't eat it. He can't do anything bizman az until he has a mom. Right? So what happens? You go bring it to the kohen. The kohen says, "Sorry, I don't want the headache." Right? So ain't ever shy. That's not mutter. Looks like he's being mavada. The matnas kahuna mikomakam a yisrael also leilitnei lekayin kedei laknita elin kamimeno. On the other hand, a yisrael, you know, if he doesn't like a kayin, what he can do is he can really take revenge on the kayin because he could say, oh, I don't like this kayin. I'm going to have a bechor, and then I'm going to give it to the kayin, and then he's going to have to deal with this headache of this animal. Because you will see that you can't use this animal. This animal is hands off because it's considered kaddish, right? Fine. So Yisrael can't do that on purpose. And if he does it, if the kohen senses that he's doing it because he wants to take revenge on the kohen, then the kohen can say, "Sorry, I'm not taking it." Right? Fine. Because what we do with the Bechor nowadays is that you sell it to a guy before the baby's born and then you have no problem. But let's say the Yisrael was negligent and he didn't do it. So the Kayan does not have to accept it because you should have told him, you should have taken care of this. The Yisrael has to deal with it until it gets a mum. Right? Fine. But Ozdi is now the coin, then he gives it to the coin. Dalid. The Bechor Bezman Hazeh, you have to hold on to it until it gets a mum. When it gets a mum, you have to show it to three B'nei Torah, B'alei Torah. Meaning it has to be a Baki in animals. Somebody who learned Chulin and not Tafyamiwe. And then we matter. And after that, we shafted him who kosher. And if it's kosher, then you eat it in mutagam liyisrael. It's also mutav yisrael. Aval ena nimkel b'makulin, but you can't sell it in the stores. It has to only go to. It has to go through the kohen, even though it could be given to yisrael, but it can't be sold. Ve'ena nishka b'litra. I mean, it could be sold, but not in stores. And you can't weigh it either. Ve'ena nice mimenu laklov. You can't give it to dogs. Ve'ena meichrin. You can't sell it or give it to a guy. Hey, if there are people in that town that know how to be matar, show it immediately. And once they matar it, you don't have to. You don't have to hold on to it for a while. If it becomes mutter within the first year, you can hold on to it until it's a year old. And if it becomes mutter close to the year, or after the year, you don't have to hold on to it more than 30 days. But if you hold on to it for more than that, it doesn't become puzzle because you held on to it for too long. Okay, the kohen has to hold on to the bechor until it gets a mum. But he could sell it to a yid, whether it has a mum or doesn't have a mum. Rakshi Yisrael, yinag boik b'kedusha b'chayra. The Yisrael has to have considered it with kedusha. V'gam le'yikneil l'schayra, and he can't sell it for business. Zayin, ein margilin b'bechor, dahinu l'hafshit or shalim derech margalai. So you can't, literally means you can't leg it. Meaning you can't take off the full skin of it from the feet, the nirki bezayin, because that looks like it's a bezayin. Sheva oicha or ala kachim, because when the skin is still on kachim, chayshev lasois mimenu mapuach, because he can make a mapuach. A mapuach is what they use to blow the fires and stuff like that. Now, even though you're allowed to use the skin of an animal is mutter to use, but it looks like if you're going to take, they made this bellow, and you make and it makes you make it out of a full skin of animal. It just looks like a bezayin that you're using it for your own personal use. So that's why you shouldn't do it. Shchata, if you shechted it and you found it to be a treifa, then the skin and the basar is also ba'anav, a ton kvura, and it needs kvura. And the same thing is if it dies by itself, it's also going to be asa. You wrap it up in a cloth, and you bury it in a Beis HaKvaris, very deep into a Beis HaKvaris. Okay, I know it's not not too exciting, this subject. We'll stop over there, and then I get, what do you say? Tomorrow we start the halachas of the 3 weeks? Yeah, okay.
We're finishing Tinus. We're going to go into middle of Tinus and then Kufra Valve is still Tinus. We're going to still left off
Okay.
in the middle. We left off in the middle last Tinus.
Okay, so we'll start with Tinus. I mean, it's taking off. It's starting where we left off.
It started we left off.
I hear. Okay. Fine.
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Everybody should have a fine night.